Thank you, Madam Chairperson. I'm forced to exercise the right of reply to the statement by the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Azerbaijan, because listening to the falsifications of the minister, I couldn't figure out if the lies have been repeated so many times that they have started believing themselves in those lies. The memory is so short that they have totally forgotten the fact that Nagorno-Karabakh has never been part of Azerbaijan. It was transferred to Azerbaijan in 1921 by the Bolshevik Party decision. Even the Republic of Azerbaijan of 1918-1920 did not include Nagorno-Karabakh. So once there is no Soviet Union, Nagorno-Karabakh is independent. Nagorno-Karabakh has never, is, and will never be part of Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan cannot and will never have access to the economic potential of the independent state of Nagorno-Karabakh. Paraphrasing what the minister said, the sooner Azerbaijan reconciles with this reality and stops killing peaceful civilians, the earlier Nagorno-Karabakh issue will be resolved. Moreover, to reconcile that the war that Azerbaijan unleashed on the people of Nagorno-Karabakh was lost long time ago, one has to get over it, and if you start a war, you lose the war, you stop putting the blame on everybody else. Azerbaijan cannot stop portraying everything topsy-turvy. The abhorrent barbarity committed against Nagorno-Karabakh by the armed forces of Azerbaijan in the early days of April 2016, including intentional indiscriminate targeting of the peaceful civilians, especially children, women, elderly, as well as the civilian facilities, including schools and kindergartens, killings, barbaric beheadings, torture, mutilation of bodies, is incompatible with the elementary norms of a civilized world. When these barbaric acts, beheaded parts, are shown in this, on the civil media, and when the president of the country encourages the soldiers who have done this, who have committed these barbaric acts, this is not to be tolerated. It is a direct result of long-standing policy of racism, intolerance, and incitement of hatred against Armenians, condoned and directly executed by the authorities of Azerbaijan. The grave and systematic violations of international humanitarian law committed by Azerbaijan and the glorification at the highest political level of persons directly involved in the atrocities, mutilations, constitute a crime against humanity and a war crime. In case Azerbaijan contests what I am saying, they should agree with the proposal of the Minsk Group co-chairs of the mechanism for the investigation of incidents of ceasefire violations. The Republic of Armenia and the Nagorno-Karabakh Republic have given their agreement. Azerbaijan has refused. Please tell me who has to hide something. Azerbaijan keeps on talking about Azeri refugees. What about the Armenian, Russian, Jews, Greeks, Assyrians, Kurdish, Yazidi refugees who became refugee as a result of Azerbaijani aggression? Only those who were massacred in Sumgayit, Baku, Ganzak, or other towns and villages of Azerbaijan did not become a refugee. But this is no solution, believe me. They were slaughtered by their own neighbors. So once again, the sooner Azerbaijan reconciles with the fact that Nagorno-Karabakh is independent and will never be part of Azerbaijan, the right of people of Nagorno-Karabakh to self-determination has been expressed. The earlier every refugee will return to their hometowns, to their places of residence, including the Armenian refugees who would like to return to Shahumyan, Getashen, and other Armenian regions they have been annexed by Azerbaijan as a result of their aggression. Thank you, Madam Chairperson.